the
right, but that was a
situation. Maybe you had a stove and there was a thing that led the smoke out to the chimney.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a stove pipe. It went to a stove, what's called a stove flue. That was built out of brick. Of course, a lot of people didn't have it. They just run that stove piping on out and had to keep putting it in. But as they began to have these things, where we...
And then
this old log house we had, this stove flue was made out of rock. It wasn't made out of brick, but they made a stove flue out of red mud and rock and had a stove flue for that. And then they got fired to build out of brick. But that was a stove flue. That called a stove flue.
And that's different than from the thing that lit up from the fireplace.
Yeah, yeah. The thing from the fireplace was...
part of the fireplace that sticks out in the
you're talking about cooking on iron stove.
No, the thing that took the smoke out in the, from the fireplace, you call that
the chimney. And that's the flue.
Chimney flue.
And then that thing was built where you had over your stove, where you had an iron cooking stove, you cooked on it. You had a stove pipe and run up that to the top of the house, and that flue was made. That's called that stove flue. And this over here was a fire chimney, and then the flue. And you had to build those things right, and didn't it? Wouldn't draw that smoke out.
Stay inside.
Yeah, sure was.
And what did you call that part of the fireplace that sticks out into the room?
The hearth.
And well, what about those pieces that sometimes were sitting in there to support the wood?
There's all different types. They were andirons and something that was made in different types. A lot of people, folks out in the country, they take no iron that they could get about old buggy axles and wagon axles and things like that, and take them to the shop and heat them and bend them and weld those things together, and they made the andirons right on, but it's an andiron on the same thing.
And the piece that goes up across the top of the fireplace, did you have different words for that?
Well, some people, they used to call them the fireboard, but then later years everybody got to call them the mantle.
Right. Fireboard is an older word.
Yeah, fireboard is an older word.
And what about the big piece of wood that was sawed to fit the fireplace that was put in there to maybe would hold the fire the longest? Did you have a word for that?
Yeah, somebody said that firewood, I said we use...
tip it off in little strips.
Most of the time, we'd use a lot of pine along during the day. But to bank it for the morning, we say, well, we'll put on a bunch of oak and hickory wood, and that will last longer, and there'll be a big bed of coals in the morning to start the other fire. That's what's up.
And did you use the word backlog to refer to that?
Yeah, you use a backlog fire. That's what you'd call that thing.
And what about the little pieces of... wood that you use to start the fire with?
You call that kindling wood. Kindling wood. It's made out of, you get that lighter, then, you know, or strip it off in little strips. A little bit of strips, and maybe some of them big as your finger. Some people make them littler, and then have some other on it. Because a lot of times it was hard unless you get lighter knots. A lot of people get those lighter knots and bust them up and still make his fire. But in other words, it was what you started the fire was supposed to be, the kindling lighter wood.
And you mentioned lighter wood now, and this was what you used to make the little pieces for the fire?
Yes.
Because it had more of a rosin.
Yes, yes.
We want to know what length they want.
And
you cut the wood. And
when you wanted to tell somebody in the stove, what did you burn in the stove?
Well, so we burn cut out of wood, burn stove wood. We burn wood, what we call cut for the stove, we call it stove wood.
And did you ever use anything besides wood in the stove?
No, ma'am, we didn't. We always, when long we cooked on stove, that's what we used, is that what we just wood cut up and lengths to fit that and split up in smaller pieces, and it was just known as stove wood. You just ask the people and people in town and ask people come and say, what about bring me a load of stove wood? Or bring me a load of firewood, that before we ever got any gas. Or do we want to know what length they wanted?
Yes.